Our Shul said, good morning, let's begin. So we left off top of page 57. So right, so let's just begin at the end of the first line, right after the period. So remember again, we're talking still in the Ramchal's metaphor, the Ramchal's example of the maze. And ultimately, again, the idea that, first of all, as Rav Kashtil pointed out, who was using the maze? First of all, it was leaders. So what separates a leader from a regular person? That regular people, quote-unquote, and by the way, of course, you know where this is going. We're all leaders. We're all supposed to be leaders in our own unique and distinct way. But the idea is that the leader is able to keep all of the details in mind while at the same time seeing a clear picture of ultimately the intended goal, the intended destination. Whereas sometimes people themselves get a little bit lost just in the details and lose sight of the greater picture. Furthermore, again, let's read this. So someone who's able to reach there, right? Now, there, remember, is the itztiva. There, ultimately, again, is this portico or this gazebo in the middle. Someone who's able to go ahead and reach that middle destination. Roes kolat muna kolales. He's able to see the entire picture. Umitochat muna hakolales. And being able to see the cohesive picture, he's able to see all of the paths. Now, remember, when you get to this gazebo, this middle part, this itzdeba, it's elevated. So the interesting part is you could see all of the different paths. So you're able to go ahead and see which path works, which path doesn't work. Here's the amazing part. He who is able to make it to the itzdeba, who is able to make it to the gazebo in the middle, he who is able to go ahead and know how to navigate all of the paths, he is the one then who will have the bird's eye view of all the different paths all around, and he is the one who could instruct others about which paths to take and which paths to avoid. Rak hu yodea lahadrich achirim ich laleches. He could then give itza, hadracha, to others about which path to take. Mishe gielach sadra be'eser atzba'osav. It's an interesting expression. Someone who reached the achsadra, not itza, I'm sorry, somebody who reached the achsadra, someone who reached the mil gazebo with all 10 of his fingers, right? There's an expression like that, right? So, you know, you make it through something with all 10 of your fingers, which means you made it through intact. Someone who's able to make it through intact, who ze sheyodea lahazbir es haderach lesham. He is the one who is able to explain the pathway to get there. Ze hanoseh shelanu. This is what we're talking about. So we'll say, so this is an incredible yisod. So what Rav Kashtil is highlighting over here is two things. First of all, the metaphor of the itztiva, which is important for us to recognize because it's so fitting for life, that life is a series of pathways, and often we take the wrong path and we end up at a dead end. And to a certain degree, that's okay because that's the nature of life. The problem is when I keep taking the same dead end. That already becomes, that borders on silliness, or you know, that borders on silliness. You know, to take the same dead end path over and over again. So life is about, so if you take a dead end path, remembering that dead end path, figuring out how not to repeat it. And sometimes I take a series of different paths that all lead to dead ends. But that's also okay, because as long as I remember all of those dead end paths, In my mind, I know now which paths to avoid, which hopefully leads me closer to the intended path that will lead me to the destination in the middle. But there's an additional piece, which is, this is why I will say we all have to attach ourselves to people greater than ourselves, to have a Rebbe, to have someone, because the idea is that there are people in life, a few of them, I think we'd all agree, but there are some people in life who go ahead and have navigated the maze. And they're standing on the itztiva. I keep saying itztiva. They're standing on the achsadra. They're standing on the gazebo. Now, the great part about having a seat in the gazebo is what? you've got a bird's eye view of the maze. And when you've got a bird's eye view of the maze, you're able to see every shvil. And I will say, that's why, again, you're able to see, again, you're also able to see the people in the maze. And sometimes that's why when we speak to people who are greater than us, and they give us etzah, and even though sometimes I don't agree with that etzah, I think the person's, but that person is standing on the achsadra. They've seen all the paths, and they know exactly where I am, and they also see the path that I'm heading to leads absolutely nowhere. I'm convinced that my path is going somewhere. Of course, because when you're in the maze, you often can't see anything else but the path that you're on. So the notion of attaching ourselves to people greater than ourselves, who are standing on the achsadra, who could see all the different paths to help us navigate through, is exceptionally important. Omer HaRamchal, the Ramchal therefore teaches us, Yesh Shnei Nosim Bizihiros. There are two aspects. Remember, again, also, this is important to understand. We are still in the first chelik of Mesilas Yisharim, right? Meaning the first piece, the Shar HaZihiros, or I should say the chelik HaZihiros, we're still in this concept of attentiveness in life. So the Ramchal says that there are two aspects to Zihiros. Ha'echad nekudatit, berega sha'ato nimsa, behismodidus, az tzarech lehizar, klomar, losim leif, ha'im zatov imra, Ha'im zalafia Torah olo, ha'im ze emes o sheker. So let's remember again that there are two parts. We spoke about this earlier. Two parts of zehiros. The first is what we'll call, you know, like a situational zehiros. I'm in a particular situation and I have a decision to make. Should I do this or shouldn't I do this? So I ask myself a simple question. I mean, it's not a simple question. It's a loaded question, but it's a simple one to ask, not a simple one to answer. Is this good? Is it not good? Should I do it? Should I not do it? You're missing your sefer. The stuff got moved around. I'm sorry from the shir last night. So, right? Is this? No, I'm serious. Okay. So, is this? Is this MS? Is this Shek? I told no one to sit in your seat. I said, I apologize. Yeah. Sorry. The cleaning crew apparently didn't come. I apologize. So I meant to get here early. So the idea, is this MS? Is it Sheker? Is it Tov? Is it Ra? Iker hazehiros ze la'at la'at litzbor nisayon. Shabbos said, this is an incredible yisod. So the first part of zehiros, and so remember, now what Rav Kashtil is doing is we're backing up a little bit. Now that we understand the whole notion of the maze and what Ramchal meant, now Rav Kashtil goes back and says that in zehiros in general, there are two parts. The first part, which we'll discuss today, the second part will leave till tomorrow. But when it comes to zehiros, the first part is that when I'm in a particular situation, to analyze that situation, and he uses the lashon over here of la'at la'at, to go ahead and understand that every situation must be analyzed. I will say, I think we all agree that the times in life when we get ourselves into most trouble is when we go ahead and we make rash decisions without thinking those decisions through. But to go to be faced with a circumstance and be able to go ahead and think about, is this good? Is it not good? Is this the right thing? Is this not the right thing? That's the first type of zeros. Let's actually just read one more paragraph and we'll stop. Fachila kasheni ha'ikar, losim leiv lidvarim mitstabrim. Losim leiv, lama kore l'chlal ha'ishio shelcha, lama kore l'chlal ha'ishio shelcha, ma matzav ha'klal ishiusi shelcha, eile dvarim tarmu l'cha ve'eilu lo, lahachzik cheshbon klali, kol hazman makore mikol minei kivurim. Mostly, this is amazing. With this, we're going to end because we're going to get a few minute head start on the daf. But this is amazing. There are two different levels of zehiros. The first level is a very specific situational zehiros. So I'm facing a particular situation. Mostly, remember again, as Ramchal taught us, anytime you find yourself in a situation and you have a decision to make, everything in life is either good or bad. There is no such thing in life as anything that's neutral or parif. Everything, just like again, like the Rambam writes in Hilchos Teshuva, you're either a tzaddik or you're a rasha. There is no such thing as something in the middle. The only thing that's time that in the middle is by Rosh Hashanah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was calculating everything up. In fact, it could be a tzaddik, rasha, benoni. But everything, right, that's by Yom HaDin. That's by judgment time. But in general, in a day-to-day situational reality, I'm either a tzaddik or I'm a rasha. Now, the good news is, remember, the Rambam holds that the definition of a tzaddik is what? anyone who has more mitzvos than averos. That's the definition of a tzaddik. And the definition of a rasha is anyone who has more averos than mitzvos. So that's actually a wonderful definition, because that gives all of us a fighting chance at being a tzaddik. But the idea at the end of the day is you're one or the other. So too the Ramchal says, every life situation is either good or it's bad. If you can't, he'll say, so remember, how do we get ourselves into trouble? Because sometimes when I can't say definitively that something is good, and I know in my heart that because it's not good, it's really bad, so I convince myself that it's not really bad, it's just neutral. It's just parif. It doesn't have any kind of net effect. And that's absolutely unequivocally false. Zahiro says everything in life is either tov or ra. That's the first level of Zahiros. And I have to apply that in every situation in life. The second level of Zahiros is a more general or panoramic Zahiros. Like, what's happening with my identity? What's happening with my personality? I'm not talking about any particular one life situation. I just mean in general, what's the nature and trajectory and direction of my life? Who am I becoming? What kind of person am I evolving into? And that's something I have to give perpetual thought. And I just remember, those two things are very much linked. Because the nature, trajectory, and the direction of my life is very much linked to the smaller individual decisions that I make. But there has to be this simultaneous dual introspection. On actional inspection, every single thing that I'm doing, tov ra, tov ra, tov ra, and a general, almost global introspection, what direction am I going in, what kind of person am I becoming, what's the impact of these life events on my personality in totality. So we'll stop over here, and we'll pick up at the bottom of 57 tomorrow.